And finally, Pope Benedict has lauded the courageous commitment and defense of human life of religious sisters involved in helping victims of human trafficking. The Pope's praise was contained in a telegram sent to Sister Louise Madore, president of the International Union of Major Superiors, to mark the opening of a 3-day conference here in Rome called Female Religious and Network Against Trafficking in Persons. The telegram signed by the on the Pope's behalf by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, states the Holy Father's hopes that this meeting will create new awareness of the invaluable work of all those committed to overcoming all forms of exploitation of the human person. Veronica Scaresbrook spoke with Sister Flo Lin, coordinator of the Network Against Human Trafficking in the Asia-Pacific region.
In the Philippines alone, there are about more than hundreds of thousands of women who are trafficked, including girls. In Taiwan also, especially the migrant workers. But in Indonesia, they have more women who are trafficked because some of the traffickers even go to schools to get these girls and giving them...
But you mean they're kidnapped?
Yeah, giving them promises that they could have this beautiful job and earn a lot, but at the end they became victims of human trafficking, and oftentimes they gave sexual servitude.
But in other words, the criminal ring that gets hold of these girls rather than the families who sell the children,
yeah.
Like in Nepal or places like that?
Yeah, in some cases there are also... In the Philippines we have these headhunters wherein they really... Their work is to spy poor families, and if they see that these poor families are vulnerable enough, then they entice the family by asking the child or the woman to be with them, and they will go to in the cities, and there they end up trafficked.
You're talking mainly of sexual exploitation.
Yeah, but in the Philippines we have this organ trafficking wherein, because we are poor. And the Philippines was identified by World Health Organization as number 5 in terms of organ trafficking. There are a lot of foreigners who go to our country to buy the kidneys of these poor people. And sad to say that.